Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to How Good's Footy, a weekly AFL podcast that asks the most important sporting question of all. I'm Joel.
I'm Tom.
I'm Sean.
Boys, listeners, the world, How Good's Footy. Tom's just put on his chef's hat because we're cooking.
Oh, that's good. It's gather round Eve.
It is gather round Eve.
We're about to overdose on football and podcasting, and it's a mixed bag and energy in here. But I feel like we're all the same level of insane.
Yep.
So and all that matters.
I feel like that usually when you're teasing what's coming up for something, you don't open the show with it, but we have, so I guess we'll talk about Gather Round right now. So, you're listening to this the day it's come out. Tomorrow, or maybe Friday, you'll open your podcast app and you'll see How Good Sweetie Presents Gather Round, day one. And then you're going to open your podcast app the following day, and then you'll see How Good Sweetie Presents Gather Round, day two. Because we're going to be doing a Gather Round podcast every day. We're not going to Adelaide. We're going to a mystical island together.
We're bringing Gather Round to us because, one, too expensive to go to Adelaide. Two, no way to see all of our games because of fixturing fuckery. Three, way too expensive to go to Adelaide.
Yeah, what the fuck, Gil?
Remnants of Gil.
So yeah, keep an eye on that. There probably won't be a normal episode of How Good's Footy next week, but you'll be getting daily updates
over the weekend. Like, the reason I think we're bringing the right energy is I feel like there's a bit of gas leak energy about to this week's episode.
Yeah.
And that's a nice little entree to get just a whiff of the gas, because the next five to six episodes will be all gas.
Yeah, I forgot to say the mythical island we're going to is on Jupiter.
Yeah, it's on Jupiter. We're leaving Chernobyl, and the way we're doing it is via a nuclear explosion.
Yeah.
We're doing Chernobyl 2 to get to Jupiter.
Yeah, and you might hear a couple of extra voices.
There could be some special guests. Maybe a dog.
Hopefully not.
Yeah, fingers crossed. So this weekend,
I can't do it with what I'm wearing.
What can you please tell listeners what you're wearing, and that'll dovetail nicely into the
I've
first.
I've never looked at it properly. You might have to read it for me. It says all in for finals 2023.
That has the Brisbane Lions.
Brisbane Lions logo. It is. So every club releases like merch at the start of the finals season.
Do they all do it?
They all do it, yeah.
It's a waste of money, if you ask me.
It is a psycho thing to do.
Yeah.
It's a jumper I never thought I'd wear.
No.
My girlfriend bought it for me the week of grand final, and I said, my God, this is possibly going to be the most cursed item of clothing I have, depending on how things pan out this week. Most cursed item.
Mm-hmm.
What month are we in now?
We're in April.
Did you see me rip the tag off this thing before?
I sure did.
I just decided that, the dream's dead. So it's be remiss of me to not celebrate the high highs that the club did reach.
Mm-hmm.
The highest point they got to.
The finals.
Yeah, the finals.
The finals.
They were all in.
Yeah. Well, the moment Essendon released finals merch, I'm going to buy all of it. One win, that's my grand final.
I don't know why I'd want to own it.
Surely the
I'm Essendon... actively feeling more depressed sitting here wearing this this jumper.
Well, Essendon...
It's the opposite of what I wanted to get out of it, actually.
Yeah. Well, you would need to reconcile what did you want to get out of the past,
I think
Sean.
I'm just accepting that, hey, we made a grand final.
Yep.
That's hard to do.
No one else did it except for Collingwood.
Yep.
Yep. Only two teams can make it, and one team can win it. They're very hard to win, Sean.
This is true. I know this.
You do know this. I one day dream of knowing it.
Mm.
But that's okay. We'll get there, maybe.
Mm. How's your book going?
It's all right. Shout out to Tennille, friend of the show, who sent me a link. She sent it to our How Good's Footy Instagram, How Good's Footy Pod.
Mm-hmm.
A link for a snow leopard trek.
Whoa.
It is interesting because at first I thought, oh no, I've already looked into this one. It was a different one.
Whoa.
A way more expensive one.
Whoa. Whoa.
Like this one was about nearly $8,000, I think.
Jesus.
The one I saw was about $1,500. So.
Surely the $8,000 one, you're locked into
guaranteed
snow leopard.
Yeah. Surely. Yeah.
For that price.
You get to take one home with you.
Well, I think you could just give that a go.
Mm.
Take one home.
Now.
Oh, sorry. Just one more thing on snow leopards.
Yep.
Yes.
Can't say it'll be the last time I'll talk about them this episode.
Oh,
but
okay.
Finally reached the point on Instagram where the algorithm's starting to deliver me snow leopard content.
Yes.
Very happy about it. Fucking hell, I saw a crazy one where it like stalked a sheep and then chased it and then grabbed it and fell down a mountain, like 200 feet down a mountain, survived and never let go of the sheep, had it like in its mouth the whole time.
Jesus.
Powerful.
That is powerful.
Yep. Now footy. Sorry, boys. Football.
No, that's okay.
That's all right. This is a
snow
nice
leopards
segue.
And football go hand in hand here on How Good's
Footy. You're in a piece and snow leopards and football go hand in hand. Sean, take us through Thursday.
Oh, yeah, fuck.
Well, I was going to say maybe we should go reverse through the round.
No, I think this is the right way to do it.
Okay.
I forgot.
Because if we start on a low, we can end on some positivity. I think if we go the other way.
Yeah, that's fair.
No, no disrespect to you, Sean.
So in the last week, I guess it's a little bit of a, because look, the media's talking about it and we're the media, we got to get it out there too. So Brisbane, 0-3 now. And there's rumors and speculation and leaks coming out about a off-season football trip that took place in November that has allegedly
divided the playing group.
Divided the playing group and unsettled home lives, which is being used as an explanation / excuse for their on-field performance.
And then a new article today from Four Eyes saying that it's not Vegas, it's a whole host of other things.
Yeah, so basically football is hurting for Brisbane at the moment.
Yes.
Because of a huge list of terrible things that has happened to the club in the last 6 months.
Correct.
Apparently it started in July last year.
Yes. It's just been bubbling
away.
Just
like,
July, what? What?
Yeah.
Sorry?
So, it's just an article compiling all of the sad things, or I guess like the emotional
the
things.
Off-field
stuff that they're prison of cop, like Ashcroft's knee.
What is this tabloid shit?
Nicola Duncan?
Yeah, the passing.
The club she passed away, like
yeah,
legend
of
the
much,
club.
That was...
Yeah, but
Sean.
The timeline of that is already fucked then, because that was like...
They are gathering...
That was recent.
They're gathering everything together, Sean, and they're saying these are the reasons of Brisbane.
So apparently, Sean, Brisbane are just upset, depressed off the field because of Will Ashcroft's ACL, Marcus Adams' forced retirement, the death of Nicole Duncan. And then they were like, that's all right, we'll have a fresh start this year. And then Kitty Coleman came out and did his ACL, and they were like, fuck this. They got told about that at halftime when they were up, and apparently it just flattened the players, which is what they're using as, an explanation to what happened against Carlton.
Hmm.
Apparently, Tom Duday also, they were just like, well, the footy gods fucking hate us.
Hmm.
Then they're also saying... And this one doesn't make them as sad. It's more just annoying and confusing, and maybe Chris Fagan's a cunt. And by maybe, Chris Fagan's a cunt. He went to the... What, Human Rights Court?
Yep.
The day before a game.
He was there on Tuesday. We had a Thursday game. It was organised a long, long time in advance. Clarko was there for 2 days. Fagan was only there for the first day. as required, from what I gather. Yeah. I don't know. I don't really give a shit about all the tabloid stuff about Brisbane. I just think it's bullshit. I think it's Sam McClure. Read an article on Bigfooty. Like, the whole thing, so the fact that he ran with it, oh, it's this thing that happened in Vegas, and then, okay, we've since found out it wasn't even in Vegas. It was in like Nashville or something like that.
Also, Isaac Smith was there.
Isaac Smith was there. There was a couple players from other teams and stuff. Like, it's just he read an article on Bigfooty. He claims to have sources within the club. It's just bullshit stuff. And it doesn't happen if you're not 0-3.
Greg Swan was very quick to come out and be like, shut the fuck up.
Well, so he should. And if he thinks he's ever going to talk to anybody in that club again, he's fucked. I've heard they're going to boycott 3AW and maybe the Herald Sun as well. They're just kind of sick of it.
Jesus.
Well, it's just bullshit stuff. It's stuff from a trip that happened in, what, October or November last year or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. And some of the evidence.
And again, it's because they're playing like shit and they're 0-3. So you get little muckraker fuckheads like Sam McClure trying to look for his little scoop somewhere on the internet. And they try and. Oh, what's gone wrong?
He's such it's a just, shit journalist.
He shouldn't even be called a journalist.
Every year, he's like, Dustin Martin is locked in at going to another club. And every year, Dustin Martin stays at Richmond.
He's pathetic. He is my most hated person in footy media.
He's dreadful.
Yeah.
He was adamant that West Coast will not take Harley Reid. He's too much of a flight risk. All year. But Tom, I've got sources inside the club that say that he won't go.
Watch him flip it, though. Harley Reid will at some point request a trade, perhaps in his career, maybe soon, who knows. And Sam McClure will be like, told you. It's like, no, you didn't. You got it wrong, fuckhead.
Yeah.
God, I hate him. Anyway, don't care for the tabloid stuff.
Yep.
I'm kind of sick of hearing about it.
You don't care about everything I just said to you?
No, I don't.
You don't care about the hardships they've faced and maybe the fact that if they start winning from here, they're going to come together stronger.
I mean, that's the powerful flip side of it.
And that football is making them hurt currently.
Yeah.
Like how football's making you hurt. That doesn't do anything for you. You're just like, go get fucked, Brisbane.
No, the tabloid stuff is what shits me. The journey of a footy club, that's what keeps me alive. That's the stuff that I love. And I will just remind people, in 2001, Brisbane were 2-5.
Were they really?
They were shambolic. They were coming off a final series the year before where they made the semis. They looked shit. They were 2-5, and then they won 6. Then I believe they came out and lost by 5 points to Adelaide. But then after that, they won 16 in a row and won a grand final. So.
And correct me if I'm wrong, 2021, they were 1-3 and made top four.
Yes.
Yeah, that is correct. The year when Bailey kicked the goal after the siren against Collingwood. Yeah. I don't like that season. I think that was a wasted season because of a bad start. They were chasing their tail the whole year and it was just shit house. This is a bad start. It's terrible. And they play the Kangaroos in Gather Round.
Yep.
And they're no guarantee to win. And no, don't you dare. I'll tell you this. Brisbane should win. 1,000% they should win.
Uh-huh.
Will I be shocked if they lose? No.
I would be staggered if they lost to North.
I think that
North are bad, man.
Is it over for Brisbane? I don't know.
I think that if North Melbourne, I mean, yes.
Mathematically,
North Melbourne are definitely a harder team to beat than West Coast at the moment. But I think that if Brisbane were 1-2 rather than 0-3, this would be more of a danger game.
There are some plucky shit teams.
Yep.
Richmond, horrible team. Great win.
Richmond are about to get shitter.
They've copped it big time.
Yeah.
Brisbane, you would expect, like, so Collingwood came out and just had effort. Like, the effort was back, the tackling. BT was constantly frothing that it was, like, two people tackling one person and stuff like that.
Well, it was the thing that baffles me is, Sean, and I'm just going to say this, and I don't mean it in an offensive way. I think if anyone else was playing Collingwood on Thursday night, not anyone else, I think 7 or 8 other teams would have beat them.
Easily.
They were shit.
Collingwood suck.
You can't let it. Brisbane didn't even go inside 50 in that second quarter.
Yeah.
Brisbane looked like they were going to bury the fuck out of them. You can't let a team do that.
I think it was 21 inside 50s to 2 in the second quarter, and Brisbane only kicked 3 goals. But you would have seen it at halftime and thought, shit, they'll come out and kill them in the second half. Yep. And then they just didn't. And Brisbane now have had 3 games, and in each game they've played well for 1 quarter.
Yeah.
Don't know what's going on. All I can tell you is Eric Hipwood is a disgrace.
Yeah, there's a lot of talk.
7-year contract, baby. Fuck.
They're gonna have to drop him.
No, they won't.
You don't think they will?
I think they should. They're not gonna. They're playing North Melbourne, who don't have a back line. If you've got a forward on a 7-year contract,
who needs confidence, some confidence
and needs goals, play him against North Melbourne.
Yeah, that's fair.
My opinion, I outside of that, I think they should drop him anyway. because you have to have professional standards.
What's crazy?
Fagan's so loyal to his players that there's complacency.
The like, Essendon problem.
You need to be able to drop people. Yeah. Like Eric Hipwood, the level that he's playing at is a disgrace.
Yeah.
Well, what's crazy is they dropped Gardner for Payne.
Oh, Tom, Fagan's very loyal to like a core group of people.
So
Jared Berry, he'll never die. He can't. He can't be killed. But if your name's Dev Robertson, fuck me if you step. Fuck me if you someone slips a tackle on you, you're dead. He'll drop Gardner. He'll drop Payne. He'll drop.
I hope he'll drop Fort.
He should. Fort shouldn't play. Fort should only play if Big O is injured. That's easy.
It was a
like
wild,
Danaher can ruck. Like wild, I don't know what the fuck.
Wild decision to do that and to drop Gardner when Gardner played one game forward was immediately thrown
Gardner
back.
Gardner was injured, I think, was the problem.
Oh, was he?
I think Gardner hurt his knee against Freo.
Okay.
Lachie Neale got injured during the game, came back on. But yeah, for me, it's Eric Hipwood. I would drop him, but logic says he plays against North.
Get his confidence up.
The back line's weak for North. Get his confidence up. If he fucking sucks against North, he should be out for a few weeks.
Get some form back.
It's crazy when your sub kicks more goals than your key forward.
Who was our sub?
Lohman.
Did he kick a goal?
Mm-hmm. Huh.
It's about time he did something. Fuck me. Having said that, he should also get a full run at it.
Like, yeah, I was going to say he's
sick of seeing him come on for like 20% of the game.
He doesn't seem like he's that sort of a player.
He's not an impact guy.
No, he's a guy who needs
like
to work.
I understand when I see like a Nick Hind as a sub,
because
he can come on and just do something explosive.
Essendon have so many shaved heads right now. Some by choice, some by just genetics. But Nick Hind, I think, is somewhere in the middle.
There are so many guys on your list who I don't know anymore because they have a shaved head. And then when I see them, I'm like, oh, fuck.
Brownlow votes will be chaos for us. Umpires won't know who's who. It's crazy. I just want to say on Brisbane, backline has suffered injuries like Kitty Coleman, McKenna's gone. Daniel Rich is no longer a factor there anymore.
That's what I was saying.
Payne was out. Gardner's been in and out, that sort of thing. And I just think they're under the pump massively. They need the midfield to help. Midfield are doing okay, but are not impressing me too much. It's the forward line that's the biggest issue at the moment. They can't trap it in, and it doesn't help when you play Hipwood, Danaher, and Fort are all 200 centimetres plus probably. Yeah. Charlie Cameron's horribly out of form. He's kicked 3 goals, 8, I think. Link McCarthy's the only one who's impressing me every week. Zach Bailey's playing like shit and, quite frankly, has no brain in his head. He and Berry, two of the dumbest people I've ever seen play footy. They need to switch on. Zach Bailey gets done holding the ball in the dumbest ways possible, and it drives me crazy. I would play Cam Rayner as the third tall.
Yep.
If you want him to be a midfielder, great. Do it the whole time.
Yeah.
Don't fuck him around by pinch hitting here and there. Yeah. Play him as the third tall because he's hard to match up on. He can take a good mark, and he's a goal kicker. Bailey shouldn't be in the midfield either because he's too dumb. Play him as a half forward, kick goals again, get dangerous. The forward line aren't pressuring and trapping the ball in, so it springs straight back out. Midfield's out of position, they're running, and the back line's under the pump. It's only so much Harris Andrews can do.
He's trying,
and Stasevich is trying, and I like Noah Answorth. These guys are having a crack, but they're not at all ideal conditions. In a perfect world, you put so much pressure on the opposition that every ball they kick in is a fucked ball that you can easily sort of pick off or stop.
Well, look at what
Brisbane are not doing that.
Look at what St Kilda did to Collingwood the week before.
Yeah.
That's exactly what they did.
Yeah.
The ball didn't, if it came out, it came out fucked and it went straight back in again.
Yeah. That's what you got to do. And Brisbane is so shithouse at it at the moment. And it's like, they're on a real knife's edge. They got North Melbourne. And then after that, Melbourne at the MCG, Geelong at the Gabba, GWS on the road.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Lloydy is worried you're going to be 1-6.
It's a possibility.
Yeah. North is coming.
And then it will be over.
North is
and then the club will still probably give Chris Fagan a contract extension. This is the war that I'm in.
Yeah. North Melbourne is coming at a really bad time for you because.
That's what I said before and you were like, no problem, no worries.
No. Not because I think you're going to lose.
Can't.
No. Sean, I think it's going to be like...
Let him cook.
That's all I had to say.
It's like a... Because you come out, you have 0-3, you belt North by 110 points, let's say. And then everyone's up and about because Hipwood's kicked 6.
Yeah, but that might be good for him to just get his eye in.
But then what? Next week, following week you've got...
I'm with Joel here. I do personally hate it. Like I hated that they brought Gunston back in last year to play West Coast and he kicked 6 and suddenly it's like, he's back. No, he wasn't. No. And he's not. He can't even get a game for Hawthorn.
Did he play on Easter Monday? No, he didn't.
I do not think so. No, yeah, it's frustrating. So. Yeah, Hipwood just needs to actually be consistent.
And then, yeah.
My fear has long been, how can Brisbane win a flag with Danaher and Hipwood? And granted, we lost by 4 points last year.
So yeah.
Like, it nearly happened. But, like, Hipwood's – I think Kane Corns is big on this because he hates long contracts. Hipwood's, like, the gap between his – I won't say best because he's not that good, is he?
Yeah.
Like, he hasn't proven himself. The difference between his – adequate style of play and horrendous shit, that's enormous.
He honestly, like,
needs to be better.
He is a weirdly not superstar kind of player for your forward line, if that makes sense.
Like, I thought he was going to get bigger and better, and he'll never get bigger. It's just his body type, I think. But, like, I think he dropped 6 or 7 marks on the weekend.
He's not a clunker, is he?
He can't fucking clunk it. His problem is he can't kick for shit. I'll never, ever trust his goal kicking. He might have a game where he kicks 3 goals, 1, and he's looking okay. I'll still never trust it.
His thing is a terrible kick. He's a great – he can actually lead quite well, but he just has to have 2 bites at it often too many times.
Oh, he's quick. Like, because of his body type, he's a tough matchup if he can actually clunk – if he can clunk a mark and if he can fucking kick properly.
Yeah. Peter Wright has a similar problem for Essendon where you put a pack around him. He is not marking that. But if he's on the lead, he's quick and can take a mark. The only thing is, like, I would trust him to kick. But also, in my head, Eric Hipwood should be better than Peter Wright, and I don't know if that's
Hipwood's
true.
Hipwood's a terrible kick. But they need to play him further up the ground.
Yeah.
It's quite simple. He should be getting a lot of ball up on the wing and wheeling around.
He should be playing the way Buddy played early in his career, the way Jeremy Cameron plays now, the way the Giants play with Hogan and Riccardi and Brown, where one of them's always quite high up. They kind of get link. Like, if Charlie Cameron's getting dragged up the ground, you're fucked. Charlie Cameron needs to be out the back.
Yeah.
For the fucking magic time.
He's coming up the ground to get possessions, and it's just like, you need to stay down there and just be more dangerous.
That's when they're at their best.
Looking dangerous in the forward line. And for the last nearly 5 years, they've had one of the more dangerous forward lines, and it's kind of depleted at the moment. While still having everybody there, everyone's form is down, and it's fucking sad times.
Yeah. Well, hopefully.
Read your book, Sean.
Hopefully beating North Melbourne by 160 points will instill some confidence.
It's not going to happen like that.
Yeah, I know. Well, here's the thing.
If I'm North Melbourne, this is the best chance they'll have to beat Brisbane this week. They should have a red hot crack.
If I'm North Melbourne,
don't put up a 4-quarter effort and try and rattle Brisbane. If I'm a North fan, I'd be disgusted this week.
North will come out hard. North will probably more realistically lose by like 35 points because Brisbane also aren't really a team to just go for the kill.
Yeah. They should be. It's a disgrace.
Next two games.
Carlton killed North Melbourne.
And that is all we need to say about that game. Next game.
Good charity. I think every goal was money, wasn't it?
Tell you, so previously we used to joke that Nick Riewoldt hated charity because when St Kilda played in this, I think he kicked like 1-3.
Yep.
Mackay and Kurnow love charity.
Yeah.
Love the kids.
So do the umpires with all the free kicks they give Charlie.
Yeah. Hey.
Yep.
Tom Hawkins had that in his career.
Yeah, I'll say it. Fuck you, Tracy. Goals. Fuck Carlton.
Harry kicked 5 without that many free kicks, so that's all right.
Harry's back. That Brisbane game brought him back to life.
As we suspected, that goal, he's sorted now. Maybe Eric just needs that.
Eric's never going to do that.
Coleman Jones is out for the season too, so North Melbourne's woes get worse and worse.
Did you see this whole thing where they were like, someone, I can't remember who it was it Kane?
Yeah.
Went off and was like, this is really bad from North.
Yeah, get around him.
Yeah. Mm. I think Larky did and someone else did, but otherwise they all kind of walked off.
Yeah, they showed a clip of when Jeremy Howe got hurt last year and like every Collingwood player ran to him and just different cultures, I think.
Some teams have winning cultures, others don't.
This is true. Kane does hate North Melbourne.
Kane does hate North Melbourne, yeah. Kane hates a lot of teams. Yeah.
He doesn't like Sonia Hood.
Really?
Yeah.
Why not?
She refused to come on SEN, I think.
Yeah, because the whole...
For Fireball Friday.
Yeah.
Because he was critical and she was like, well, I'm not fucking coming on there then.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Or maybe she came on once and he didn't... I don't know. They have some beef.
Next game. Fire Matty Nix.
So,
Tear up his contract.
I'm going to make a big claim here. You're 0-3. Collingwood were 0-3 up until last week.
North West Coast Hawthorn.
Adelaide are the worst 0-3 side in the AFL. because the expectation on them was huge. They just missed finals.
I thought Adelaide could be a top four team.
That every year statistically,
now
someone
look like
comes
a
in.
Fucking fool.
Yeah,
and they look like a bottom
they look
four
like
team.
Shit,
I think they'll win this week
against
Melbourne. Opening game of Gather Round.
I don't think they will, mate. They I don't think
to.
They will.
They have to, or it's over.
Did you see
it's
how
Crover.
Bad they? I think it's Crover. They were so bad in this game. I think Tex Walker, Rochelle,
he looks so shit this year.
They look bad. The whole team looks bad.
They kicked 4 goals, 10.
Crouch looks like shit. Dawson looked. No, you don't. You fucking love to see it, Sean. I love that Adelaide was supposed to be. Here they come. Here comes Adelaide. They're back.
Tex had 7 touches and kicked one behind.
Yep, they were shit. And also, playing against a Fremantle team that is missing significant chunks of its back six.
Freo shit.
Yeah, and they're 3-0.
They're a bad team.
And they're 3-0.
Yeah.
They're second.
I will say.
They're second on the ladder.
Alex Pierce.
He's back.
He's back.
He's back.
Oh, I wish he was in my team.
Fuck, he's the sexiest man in football.
Jesus.
I'm just saying. I'm
trying to think.
I've clearly got a type because I previously thought it was
quickly,
Phil Davis.
I'm quickly calculating.
It's Alex Pierce. He's got the nose ring and the earring. He's got the long hair. Beautiful long hair. Apparently, lovely guy.
Seems nice.
Seems like a nice guy.
His form is electric.
And he's playing really well.
I've never seen him play so well.
He had it. Was it 2 seasons ago? It was like, oh, shit. Okay, here we go.
Then he had some injury stuff.
Yeah, and then last year he looked bad to the point where they were like, I think it's time for him to call.
Yeah, like why is he captain? Is he still captain?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, there was like questions. People were questioning his captaincy.
Well,
not anymore.
Those people are fucking idiots. Yeah. They were wrong. The sexiest man lives.
I feel like I saw something last year that was like, yeah, he's the worst captain in the AFL.
Not anymore.
Oh, no.
He's dropping anchors on heads. He's fucking good.
Who would be the worst captain in the AFL? Let's get negative.
James Sicily. He just gets.
What are you, worst player or worst captain?
I would say worst captain just because you can fuck his head up so easily.
Yeah, Sicily's pretty bad as a captain, I think.
But then Toby Green's the same.
Yeah, no, Toby Green, he's not.
He doesn't get rattled unless you're an umpire. Then he will hit you with his car.
Everyone frothed him last year in the media. Like, they wanted him to be the All-Australian captain.
Yeah.
I think he's starting to learn. So I think he's not the worst. But
I don't think Lachie Neale's a great captain.
Yeah, but
should be just Harris on his own.
I don't think Harris is a great captain either.
Yeah, Sean, if I was like, hey, can you give me the top 10 worst AFL listed players? I reckon 9 of them would be from Brisbane and then 1 of them would be Jordan Dugowie.
I don't know if I used to be big on Big O as captain.
Mm.
He sucks this year.
who should lost, your captain
he's lost
be?
The captaincy. I actually don't know.
Michael
anymore.
Voss?
I don't know anymore. Martin Pike.
Get him back. Yeah, but Freo keep winning. The fact that they're injury prone. They're not playing. They played like these bursts of incredible football, and they're getting it done.
I reckon they might cop a bit of a reality check this week.
Who they got?
Carlton.
Yeah, but neutral ground.
Also, Carlton aren't good.
Carlton,
Alex Pierce on Harry Mackay. Oh, here
There's
we
only
go.
One good team at the moment.
GWS.
Yeah.
Yep. And we'll see if they're good still.
And they had a week off, so I've cooled on them a bit. So that's good team pending. Who are they playing this week?
Of Gold Coast.
Okay. Is that on day 1, day 2, day 3, day 4?
That is on day four.
Yeah, that's got day 4 that's written day all over it.
Yeah,
is it in a fucking graveyard slot?
No. But it's a...
It's the one before the Collingwood game?
No, it's two before.
Oh.
It's Adelaide Hills, isn't it?
Adelaide Hills.
It's the 12:30 game.
Graveyard venue.
Adelaide
Hills
or is it Norwood?
It's at Adelaide Hills.
Yeah, okay. It's in fucking nowhere.
Barker.
Who got the winery game?
Yeah, them and Sydney West Coast.
Ugh.
Sydney West Coast, 1:30 on Saturday.
Yeah.
Sydney have played some shit teams so far.
They have. You can only play as in front of you, though.
Yeah, but they lost to one. They lost to a shit team.
They did lose to a shit team. All right, next game.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Hey, bud. Is it your game?
Yep.
How was going? Hey, Joel, how good's footy?
Jesus!
Joel, this game brought me back to life a little bit because I did the old change of the tip just before the bounce.
Yeah, you did.
Switch to the Bombers.
Two of your favorite.
Immediately sent me a message and went, what have I done?
Well, I did. St Kilda were lining up for their first goal, and I was messaging Tom frantically. I've made a huge mistake.
Yeah,
Tom.
Well, St Kilda kicked 2-1 before it even Essendon pretty much even touched the ball.
So what led to me changing my tip was 40 minutes before the game, I chucked Fox Footy on.
Yep.
And it was 100% Essendon edge coverage.
Yep.
They were frothing the edge. They kept showing packages about the edge, and I kept hearing Brad Scott talk. I just suddenly believed in the Bombers.
What I like too is that Kyle Langford came out and had that thing where he's like, it's not about like off the ball shit, like yeah. what Papley and those guys were saying. It's a different thing. And he talked about, I'm going to forget who the player was now. He talked about someone at Essendon embodying the Essendon edge. And it's just like, they just get to the next contest every single time.
Nick Martin?
It might have been Nick Martin.
Played like shit.
I like that. What, scored like a winner?
Well, I watched him. Wasn't turn the
only
the ball.
One in that game, Riley Bonner. He got me 127 fantasy points.
17 turnovers, the most since 2012.
Mm-hmm.
He had, I think, 21 or 22 uncontested possessions out of his 26 touches.
So he's not going to get dropped, is he?
No.
Okay. Most, I knew that score.
Most of those possessions are uncontested, and he's turning the ball over 17 times.
That's so fucked.
Although if he does get dropped, drop him, because I need Wankanine Miller at a lift. but yeah, Joel, you went to this game.
I went to this game.
How was it?
I had standing room only tickets, which I rate it.
You do strike me as a man who would like that.
Yeah, because like
if this was the 80s or 70s or 80s, you would have absolutely stood on some beer cans.
Oh, yeah. If it was the 70s or 80s, I'm on the fence smoking.
Yeah, 100%. I look at you in that. You would have been wearing
sharing
that exact
with
jacket.
Players.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to get like hand cigarettes to Brad Scott. Come on, mate. You need it. Come on. Smoke up. Basically, I was like, this game won't get close to selling out. So I sat on the tickets for a bit and then 2 days before checked and was like, oh, fuck. Oh,
Bombers, well. Bombers believe, mate.
Yeah, but St Kilda are shit.
Yeah, but it was Bombers' home game, wasn't it?
St Kilda have started well, though.
Yeah, that's true, actually. And I guess Marvel, I think in my head, the difference in size between Marvel and the MCG is actually way bigger than
it's half.
Yeah.
Marvel is half the size of the G.
Yes, there was 45,000 people at this game.
Yeah.
Which would be jack shit at the MCG, but for Marvel, heaving.
Yeah. So the capacity of Marvel is like 10,000 more than the capacity of just the members' reserve.
So I was standing directly, so walk in from gate 5, pretty much just park straight there, standing at the bench behind the seats, but next to the stairs so that like when security move, I'll just hustle over a little bit. Beautiful view because I'm not looking into the back of anyone's heads. It's just looking straight down the staircase.
Oh, right. Beautiful.
Good stuff. Very easy access to beers.
Dangerous.
Dangerous.
What was your beer of choice?
I was drinking a... they have Bolters there now.
Oh.
Which was pretty good.
Yeah. Bolters good.
I don't mind.
They're Bolters mids, so they were just one standard drink, but that's all I needed. Mm. I'd been to a pub before the game.
When you
had
have
a couple
47 of them, that's still 47.
They catch up, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd had 3 pints at the pub beforehand. So that caught up pretty quickly. Pretty much drinking at the game was just to keep me at a nice level. It wasn't no ebbs and flows, just floating.
Yep. Drink responsibly.
Yeah. Just a reminder that Haggard's Footy is brought to you by DrinkWise. If you're going to have a drink, choose to DrinkWise.
Am I on SEN? Are we on Dwayne's World on a
sounding board over here?
Yeah.
While we're on sounding board, bit of a boring episode this week.
Boring episode?
Yeah. Haven't done it, so I might not. Thank you for the warning,
sometimes
Sean.
They're a bit down.
I'd give it a miss. There's only one spicy thing that came from it.
Yeah.
And that is that Damo Barrett went hard at Mark Robinson. And Hutchie kept trying to be like, no, I know him to be a man of integrity, or like defending him a little bit. And Barrett just kept like cutting through him, like, really? Okay.
Herald Sun.
Yeah.
Hates news.
Yeah. Anyway, Essendon played like shit for the first half, and I watched the game basically with a gun in my mouth.
Yep.
But how'd you get it in?
Asked a cop.
Yeah.
I said,
stole it from the cop.
Hey, cunt, look the other way for a second. Then I had a gun.
He goes for Essendon too, so he just handed it to you.
He's like, I get it. Yeah. I always bring a spare. Yeah. This one's unregistered. You're good.
So yeah, at halftime, Essendon was still in the game, but looked like they absolutely shouldn't be in the game, and it had vibes of St Kilda absolutely blowing us away.
Yep.
So
agree.
It was 5-3 Essendon to 6-8 St Kilda, so they had a lot more scoring shots, but also they were just using the ball a lot better. Then the third quarter started. Essendon did look a bit better, But St Kilda was still peppering a lot of shots, so it was still just like...
There was a string of play, I reckon, from the back, like late in the third quarter to midway through the fourth, where it was just like, goal to Essendon, goal to St Kilda, goal to Essendon, goal... Like, it just got... It kept getting back to, like, a one-goal margin, and then St Kilda would score. And then Essendon would get it back to a one-goal margin, and then they kicked, like, four behinds in a row.
Every game Essendon's played this season has been exactly that, except for against Sydney, where it was that... Except for the last 5 minutes where Sydney just kicked away. So, yeah.
I feel like nearly every Essendon game is stressful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or we just get, we cop.
More so than other teams.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, I agree.
The only good games for Essendon are the ones where Essendon plays Geelong and Tom Hawkins kicks six in the first quarter. And you're like, well, okay, I don't need to stress anymore. We've lost by a lot.
I've been there.
Yeah.
Me too.
But yeah, then in the last quarter.
He's a dog over here.
Yeah, he's a cunt. Yeah. But then in the last quarter, everything started coming together and Essendon all of a sudden were hitting every target. St Kilda was shitting themselves a little bit. The Essendon edge was starting to work. They were rattled. Essendon broke through the defense and yeah, just got it done and the package delivered.
The crowd were horny too.
The crowd, the moment it got close, the crowd were like, let's fucking go.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're familiar with Scoops, the admin of the AFL trades rumors page.
Oh, he's flat.
Is he a bomber?
No, he's a saint.
I know this guy.
He claims to do a lot of unbiased reporting. And let me just tell you that his reporting is incredibly biased.
I'm not really a Facebook guy anymore, but years ago I remember him doing like his All-Australian team and he would have like 11 St Kilda players in there.
Yeah. And every year is their year. So I watched a YouTube video. Well, I didn't watch all of it, but after the game, watched like a he'd done like a vlog from the game. And watching him watch like the last 5 minutes is so funny for unbiased reporting. He's like, "No, fuck you, umpires!" But then, like the moment the game ends, he's like yelling, and then the game ends, and then he tries to turn it into like more serious journalism again, and like he's filming the screen to share the final scores. It's fucked. Saw Goxie at the game as well during the last quarter. Someone said, Goxie! And he looked the flattest I've ever seen a human being look. So that's rough for him.
That's Stuart there.
I didn't see him if he was. Didn't message him. Thought it'd be the bigger man.
Wonder who he tipped. Probably the Bombers.
Should have. Dyson Heppel was so good.
Yeah, it's causing Tom and I stress.
He had a moment
early declared
in the
game. Him dead. Yeah. And he's dominating.
Yeah.
He's putting up big numbers, big scores.
Do you reckon he's hacked our phones?
I don't know.
And he saw it?
He's doing it for us.
He's a good boy, Dyson. I feel bad for...
Oh, no, I don't. He was washed.
Yeah.
He looked cooked.
He looked cooked. And I'd argue there was that game a couple of weeks ago where he looked so shit, and then we looked at his fantasy score at quarter time. He was on like 45. And it was like, how? He's the number one man on the ground, and he looks like ass.
I think that was the first quarter against Sydney.
Yes, that's probably right.
I watched him do three handballs that went to either no one or Sydney and was like, what the fuck is that happening?
Yeah, like little 30-centimeter handballs that just dribble out of his hand.
Yeah, that was happening against that was happening against St Kilda too. We won the...
So he's still shit. He's just putting up numbers.
No, he was better.
Okay.
There was a lot of... He had a much better game than usual.
All right.
But as a team, it was happening a lot of like, we won the, if you look at the contested ball count, Essendon dominated, but it's because we jumped in the contested possessions and then handballed it directly into one of our players' shins. So it was just immediately another contested ball. We gassed the numbers a bit. But yeah, Jake Stringer.
Package.
Hey, need to kick a goal to get in front for the first time all game. You're 55 meters out. Could pass it, or you can just have a ping.
I have a shot. And I will say this. Jake Stringer, what's the contract situation for him this season?
He's out of contract at the end of the year.
That's how he does it. That's how he rolls.
100-goal season.
Yeah. Was it his milestone game for him?
No.
Okay, I saw him with his like kid after the game, and I thought like his kid was on the ground.
I don't think so.
I did see that, actually. Yeah. I was trying to work out if it was a kid or it was like a special like Easter thing, and then the kid turned around.
Had dad on his back.
And also had a head like his dad.
Yeah.
Stringer is currently fourth in the Coleman race. He's kicked 10 goals this year.
Jesus.
Wow.
Which is...
Yeah, but
who's your top five Coleman right now?
Nah, but can I just preface that by saying it's fucked because you've got teams who have played four games, teams who have played three.
It's true.
The buy rounds have fucked it.
I'm assuming it's Mekhi Curnow.
Okay, so you've got 2 and 5 there.
Hogan.
He's one. So it's Hogan, Mekhi. Stringer is four. Kurnow is 5, and there's another guy at 3.
Who does he play for? Victorian team?
Mm-hmm. He's got a cunt haircut.
Cunt haircut.
It's big. It's big and cunty. Very private schoolboy.
Tom Lynch?
No. He's got a private schoolboy name as well.
Oh.
Bailey Fritch.
Oh, that five-headed fuck.
Anyway, Essendon, a 2-1.
Sean's just opened the book.
Essendon, a 2-1. I was worried there'd be 0-3 at this point, so.
Hey, a win.
Two wins is two wins.
Joel, well done, mate. I had it for you.
Would love. Okay, we got Port Adelaide this week. I don't think that's going to be any less stressful. Then we've got Western Bulldogs. Then we've got Adelaide. So if Adelaide could stay shit.
They will.
Just so I can, like, relax a little bit.
They won't. Dogs game at Marvel.
Yeah.
Jeez, that's a juicy game.
No, I don't think it is. Western Bulldogs love to take a big shit on Essendon.
Yeah, but Western Bulldogs Redemption. Are also
bad. They haven't played the edge yet, though.
They haven't faced the edge. That's right.
I love that it's literally just the name of a great wrestler.
The Essendon Edge. Well, the Edge.
Mm-hmm.
Also the name of a great guitarist.
It's from U2.
Yep.
Are the fans in the stands yelling out, Edge, Edge?
No, they're not.
Are the fans edging?
Oh, the fans are edging.
Yeah.
They're edging big time.
Hey, you went in front till 9 minutes to go. That's a big edge.
That's a big edge. And then it was a big cum.
Yeah.
Next game. Speaking of big cums, needed Charlie. Well, Max Gawn had a big cum.
He did. Port Adelaide, I watched this game with the brother. We're away for Easter. Watched it as a family. And we're near some mountains. And there were times where I thought he was going to climb those mountains and then find the fastest way off those mountains as possible. Port, so frustrating to watch this game because they were better than Melbourne in almost every facet except for being able to kick straight when it mattered. The third quarter, I think they had like 20 more inside 50s to Melbourne, and then Melbourne got two inside 50s like with the minute to go, kicked two like fucked goals, got immediately back into the game. So all of the hard work that Port do in this third quarter evaporates, all the momentum's with the D's. They just didn't kill them. They needed to hit them with that big penis. Dixon, I think, kicked 1-3.
Disgusting
and
from him.
And they were all
and he does
gettable.
It. He does it too often.
He just...
I'm critical of Hipwood. I'm as critical of Charlie Dixon.
Yeah.
He lets them down so much.
There
it
are
makes
some,
me sick, to be
some
honest.
Baffling shots for goal here. Sav, I love him. I love the Sav. I'm glad he's playing for Port. I'm glad he's happy.
Is he a bit of a Zach Bailey, Jared Berry?
He's dumber.
Empty skull. There's nothing there.
I think the problem is he gets up so high... The oxygen disappears from his brain and it takes a while to fill back up. Do you remember a few years ago when he was playing for Geelong
and
Tom Hawkins kicked a goal and he's tapped it back in? He remembered that moment forever and he went, this time I'll mark it over the line so it goes through. Except this year he's playing in the back line.
Yep.
Have we been saying his name wrong all this time?
No.
Or is that commentator just cooked himself?
Jason Bennett was calling him Radagalea.
Yeah, the whole game was fucking me.
Now, it could be that's actually his name. I would back Bennett's to be correct.
Probably did his research.
Yeah, but I've always thought it was Radagalea. Everyone else calls him Radagalea. Asava Radagalea.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I heard him called, I saw that he was getting called a Sava Radical error.
Yeah. The big Sav.
That was
yeah.
really dumb by him.
Other than that,
lucky
though,
it wasn't a close game or it'd look like a real fuckwit.
I will say, though, other than that, I thought he actually was one of Port's better players. Mm. Like, he impacted contests.
Is he fit enough? He was pretty gassed.
Yeah, but I think he's a big unit and it was hot. Mm. Hard game. Mm.
He's playing in the back line, right?
It kept coming in.
Well, he only took one tackle.
Yeah, but that's not what he's there for. Are we measuring Sav's ability as a player on his tackle?
I am now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As an intercept marker. Yeah.
Well, actually, he's got, I guess he took
follow the lead of Travis Boak. 351 of the best games.
Oh, yeah. One of the best. 23rd player to play 350. We'll talk about the 24th.
How many played 351?
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Probably at least 23, I reckon.
Well, sometimes they just hit that milestone and then that's it. Lights out.
I know Nathan Jones played 300 and then stopped. He never got a game after that.
Not by choice.
No, not by choice.
Sad.
Yeah.
Radicalia did take the most amount of marks on the ground, so I guess he was doing his job properly.
I just thought he did all right. I thought
he would have had an extra one if that was 5 meters forward. Oh,
he just needed to take it with his arms outstretched instead of a chest mark, and it's... Anyway.
I still don't rate Melbourne. I think they're a bad team. Of the bad teams, though, they're in the sort of upper bracket.
Yeah, there's an upper bracket of bad teams.
Definitely. Yep.
I think Melbourne, Sydney, Freo might be in that bracket. Who knows?
Freo are below.
All right.
They're a little bit below.
Where are Geelong in that bracket, Sean? Are they in that bracket?
Bottom of the bottom.
They're a mid-tier bad team.
Yes.
Yeah.
Could turn it on, but also shit.
Is that in the same bracket as Essendon?
No.
Or are they a shit or are they a bad, bad team?
From the eye test, from the Kano eye test at the moment, Bombers are a better team.
Yeah. Fuck.
That's what I think.
Then Geelong.
Yeah. You look like shit. Fuck Geelong.
Okay.
Yeah.
Essendon, the problem is if Essendon play Geelong, Essendon are going to get murdered because all of Geelong's strength is in their forward line and Essendon have no back line at the moment.
Yeah, I don't know about Geelong. I'm still deciding.
That's okay. Hey, me too.
Yeah. It's funny that you're still deciding where every other media personality has been like, wrote Geelong off. They're actually, window's still open.
They haven't looked that impressive yet. They've won three games, but I don't know.
We'll see.
I think everyone's
We will see. Time will tell.
Everyone's
I'm happy for you though, Tom. I'd rather be 3-0 than 0-3. To think that Brisbane are three games behind Geelong now, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
And Freo. Carlton and Sydney.
Et cetera.
Not Sydney.
Sydney. Yeah. They're 3-1.
3-1. Next game? Is that them?
Next game, no. Western Bulldogs said, hey, West Coast, you can play for a bit and then you can fuck off.
Cool. That's all we need to say about this game, I think. Next game.
Is Libber injured, though?
Who knows?
Who knows?
Slash cares.
Next game.
I care.
Okay.
Justice for Libba.
Bont might be injured too. Anyway.
Next game.
That is not important to me anymore.
Next game.
Oh, okay.
Next game.
Richmond rolled Sydney, but at what cost? Because at the end of the game, all of their best players for this game
Bolter,
exploded.
Dead. Lynch, dead.
Dead.
Martin's already out. I think Grimes was already out.
Baker.
Presti is dead. Baker's got dead. A week. He's dead for a week.
Gibkiss dead. Hopper injured.
How did they win?
They just rode the black and yellow
it was
wave.
A good game. I watched the last quarter. It was juicy.
They really just put they were that manic Richmond psycho pressure was back.
Well, it looked like Sydney had sort of flicked a switch and were like, no, we're going to put it away, and then they just didn't. Richmond just kept coming, and it was bloody juicy.
They
I'm happy for Uze. I don't like Richmond, but I don't like seeing new coaches.
No.
Suck shit and not get
wins.
Sydney, they got a win. They can afford to drop a game.
Yeah. They're doing fine.
As the second best team in New South Wales.
Yes.
Get back in place.
Also, they lost Rampy mid-game, which would have fucked their structure a little bit
down
the back.
They did, and I'm not going to get involved in tabloid news, but they also didn't play one of their guys.
Yeah, but that's Sam Wicks, who I don't think...
Sam Wicks could have been an important player.
I don't think he is, Sean. He's usually the sub.
What did he do? What was the rumor?
He's gotten a fight with someone else in the team for being a bit of a dog, I think.
So he's the dog or he was fighting a
he's
dog?
The dog, I think.
Okay.
Something to do with an ex-partner of a teammate.
Although,
from what I heard, since proven that he's innocent, but because of how potentially explosive things got during the week. They were just like, it's better for the team if he's not around.
That's pretty powerful stuff.
Yeah. That's juicy.
Yeah.
Next game?
Next game. Was trying to load up the injury list so I could find out just how many injured players Richmond have and how long they're going to be out for. I know Lynch is 10 weeks.
Yep.
10 weeks?
10 weeks.
He's got to have surgery. Tendon.
Tried him.
Next week. Sorry, next week. I mean, next game.
Yes.
And that next game, Tom, it was Easter Monday.
It was Jesus came back on Sunday and God went looking for him on Monday with lightning and fucking rain. This game was psycho.
Yeah. So you're probably feeling really good at quarter time when it was 1-1 to 7-1.
I was feeling incredible. So obviously Tom Hawkins' 350th game. He's the 24th player to do it. He's got one more game to equal Travis Boak's 351.
Uh-huh.
So 24th player to do it. He needs six or seven games, I think, to take the game's record holder off Jel Selwood.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see him get chaired off at the end of the game?
Sean, that was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
So fucking funny.
Blitzarves was like there as support, but it's like, so him and Duncan are best mates.
Okay, well, that makes sense then, because part of me was like, Duncan, your height and Cameron's
Duncan,
height,
Duncan was
the
like,
same.
I've got to do this because we're mates. They're very good friends. He interviewed him during the week, did like a piece together. So it was always going to be, Duncan was always going to be involved, but it's like, Tom Hawkins he's a big man.
Big, strong.
And Mitch Duncan is like a rebounding halfback flanker.
Yep.
It was, hey, he got there though. He got him up.
It wouldn't shock me if Duncan doesn't play this week.
Yeah, shoulder injury.
The shoulder injury. Yeah. he was visibly struck.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And Hawkins was not comfortable.
No. Like, Blitzarves came up a couple of times.
It was wet. There was some slipping. He was like, oh, fuck.
Everyone's shitting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
Started really well.
Feeling good at quarter time.
We looked 1-1
to 7-1. And then how were you feeling at halftime when it was 8-2 to 6-3?
Similar to how my brother was feeling on Saturday night in that I was like, that mountain near me looks really good.
Mm.
Also coupled by the fact that we were watching this on KO because the TV at the place we were staying didn't have like a terrestrial connection. KO kept crashing and we were trying to watch it on 7 Plus, not on 7 Plus. Can't watch it on 7 Plus. Instead, 7 Plus didn't have the footy even though 7 have the footy.
Mm-hmm.
Could only watch it on KO. 7 Plus were too busy playing 4.5 hours of Border Security.
That's awesome.
It's an important program, Tom.
It was titled The Best of Border Security. Which is like highlights from all of their episodes. So half time comes around, I'm thinking, Jesus, this is bad.
Fuck, we really need the first goal of the next quarter.
And we didn't get it.
No, you didn't.
And I went, oh no, this is bad. And then Toby Conway playing in his first game, I love him. Pretty high draft pick for us a few years ago. Playing his second game, sorry. Kicks his first goal. Huge contested mark.
Yep.
Big moment. Kicks his first.
Didn't see it. KO cut out for him.
Correct.
Yeah.
Didn't get to see that. I've come back in. We're suddenly a goal back out in front. And then we kicked a few more steadiers late in this quarter.
So KO across the board just totally dropped out.
Yeah, it tanked for me. And I thought, shit, is it just my connection?
No, it was everyone's.
Jumped on Twitter and it was just
apparently,
tons of tweets about KO's fucked.
KO were like, oh, we're sorry. There was just too many users on the server.
All right, give me a free month.
Yeah. You monopolize the only way to watch the game on your fucking system, you stupid pieces
this
of shit.
This is when the AFL need to, like, bash them.
Yeah.
And they won't because they're cowards. They've already got their
money.
The
AFL have said that next year, I mean, like, all games are on Fox next year. I worded that weird. Fox have access, full access to every single game next
year. Because they have their own commentary team for every game.
That's not going to help KO.
No. As in, like,
probably
it's bad.
It worse.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. The AFL's the opposite. They don't care because they're like,
they got paid.
They're giving more stuff to Fox.
And then three quarter time rolls around. I'm like, look, we've got a bit of momentum. We've just got to get the first couple, I think, at the start of the quarter, and I think we'll be home.
And then they kick the first two.
Nah, sorry. There's going to be no play for 20 to 30 minutes because. Thunderstorm.
Mm-hmm.
I was at Halls Gap and the weather up there was fucking insane to the point where I actually ended up coming back this morning instead of last night.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Like the weather was like some of the like roads doing, oh, we're just like just water, just like streamings of water everywhere. Yeah. It was shocking. And some of those country roads up that way.
Oh, man, it's a dog of a drive.
Not great. So I waited till this morning when the weather was a bit clearer to come back.
Clever by you.
Thanks, mate.
Smart. Good stuff, Tom.
But yeah, this game was like, oh shit, okay, weather. And then it's like, okay, now one of two things is going to happen here. Either we're going to reset, come out and be kick away, or Hawthorn have really needed that break because we had all the momentum in the third and they're going to come out horny for goals. And they did. And I was like, we're going to need a goal immediately because I think they got back within 21.
Had shades of Melbourne v Brisbane last year.
It did.
Yeah.
And then Jack Bowe socketed out of the middle straight to Ollie Henry, went back. Ollie Henry kicked 4 in the wet in his 50th game. So good on you, young fella.
Yep.
And then Tyson Stengel kicked a fucking juicy goal. And that was game over. Grime Ice put the sealer on it. And,
Big.
Best teammate.
That's good by Grime.
That is good by Grime.
All in all.
Probably got supercharged from all his fan mail.
Yep.
Yeah.
Fan reached out during the week.
Yeah. Basically, I messaged Grime Myers on Instagram to ask who was a better teammate, Tom Hawkins or Tom's brother Jacob in Fortnite.
Yep.
And Grime replied and was like,
Tom.
It's Tom. And I said, I don't know about that, Grime. Kills v goals. Jacob probably goes neck and neck with the Tomahawk here.
It's pretty.
I was concerned that if Grime had a bad game, Joel would be the reason for it.
I would have got
because he got in his head. He distracted him.
He actually had
but played pretty well.
Played pretty well, yeah.
So Joel, well done.
Ollie Dempsey also just a lazy. Thanks, Joel. Thank you, Joel. Also, Ollie Dempsey just quietly just a lazy 102 fantasy points this week.
He's cooking.
He's cooking.
Yeah, he's still cooking. Only 400,000.
Yeah,
because he's cooking every second week.
No, he's
I think he was good 2 weeks ago, okay the following week, and then cooking again.
For his break-even would be like fucking very
well. Well, I mean, forward options are a disgrace.
Sean, I was looking at him earlier today. I think he went 80.
You shouldn't be talking to me about any plans you're having because you are my opponent this week.
Yeah, that's true.
He went 112, 80, 102, I think.
That's almost.
That's not what happened at all. That's not even close.
Anyway, I was going to say that was too juicy to ignore. But it was all a pack of lies.
Yeah, it was.
I was vibing it out. That's what it felt like.
It was like 90, 55, 102.
Just, sorry, the discussion we had earlier about the Fox having the more access to games or whatever next year. Mm-hmm. I think this came up on Sounding Board because it sounds like a Hutchie-brained thing.
Uh-huh.
But, no, it's actually something that I thought was quite interesting is that the AFL are driving such a huge bidding war for the rights for these games that you'll have a network like Seven or Foxtel spend so much fucking money on it that he kind of wishes the AFL took a different approach where they actually ask for a little bit less because you might have Seven spend all their money on it. And then when it comes to actually covering the game and doing that, they don't really have as much money to work with anymore.
They were talking about that.
It creates worse broadcasting, Foxtel as well.
Which I agree.
Like, if the AFL put a ceiling on it, but say you've then got to invest X amount into it, better product.
Yeah, they were talking about it with the Formula
Hutchie
One.
Casually Hutchie has good ideas. Yeah.
But the AFL are a business and they want to make money, so they don't really give a shit. But they should listen to him because I think that's actually really clever.
100%, yeah.
Yeah. Because we're getting some shit coverage.
Oh, yeah.
Some horrendous coverage.
Garbage. Also, it was so obvious that BT was riding the comeback from Hawthorn. When Ollie Henry kicked that goal to just like put it just a little bit out of reach, it's a huge kick in the wet. He's calling it and he's got it. Oh, he's missed it. Oh, no, it's there. That was the call.
It's so funny because it was only when the rain delay ended that I went, oh, I didn't even check in on Channel 7 to see how insufferable BT would have been through that whole period.
It would have been awful.
Because I was watching Fox and Jason Dunstall
was so angry.
Someone joked to him on the broadcast, do you have dinner reservations or something? You're so angry. And I think he was hungry. Yeah. He was so fired up.
That's
Joey Montagna
so
had the gall to say that in the 40-minute break, Hawthorn have a lot of time for tactics. And Jason Dunstall just scoffed at it because he's like, they've already got tactics. What the fuck else are they going to come up with?
in fact,
I think it's a legitimate thing, though. You've got extra time to be like, all right, let's change the way we approach the game. Dunstall was not having a bar of it.
Which looked like it was going to work.
He held that psycho energy for the next 40 minutes. Montagna was scared to be on TV with him, I think.
So he should.
Yeah.
That's big.
And good on you, Tom Hawkins. 350 of the best.
Yeah, well done. And you've edged out Jacob as best teammate, so that's pretty big, too.
That's true. Mm. Not even edged out. It sounds like he...
I won't clap for that. Though.
No, I understand.
Make 400 games.
Mm. I mean, he could.
Time will tell.
Tom Hawkins has never carried me in a game of football, but Jacob has definitely carried me in a game of Fortnite.
Oh, he's carried all of us.
I'm voting for Jacob.
I think there's been games of Fortnite where the four of us have played, the three of us have died early, and Jacob has had to frantically bring us back to life.
It's been nearly every game.
Multiple times.
Yeah. Jeez, it's been too long since I played with the snake, man.
Yeah.
He'll be back to fix that.
Bring him back.
Joel.
Tom.
We got any emails?
We do. This one's from Sonny. How good's footy dream is the subject. Hey, boys. Thought I would share a dream or premonition I had for the future of How Good's Footy.
This is good.
In my dream, Connor got fed up with Brisbane being shit and decided to depart from the podcast. So, in preparation for this, you all pre-recorded every episode for the rest of the season and uploaded them all at the same time after the completion of week 3. I was quite confused about how you managed this without any of the games having been played yet, but I guess you figured it out.
We're pretty good.
I sadly woke up before I could listen to them, so I guess I'll just have to wait for the weekly episodes like everyone else. Though I believe this would be an incredibly funny bit, I reckon you should keep up the good work and power through this, Carney. Coming from a 22-year-old Essendon fan, I know nothing but being shit. And I still look forward to the episodes each week. Also, a fantasy update from me. Maybe I should have let the boat sail and missed the comp, as the Risky Reels Cup has not been kind to me. I went way too hard on the rookies, and it's cooking me early. Although I have high hopes for this week. Cheers, go Bombers, fuck Ross Lyon, Sonny.
Thanks, Sonny. And I think it's a sentiment we can all get behind. Fuck you, Ross Lyon.
Yep. Eric Banner said he'll play him in the film if St Kilda win a premiership. And it's like, Eric, come on, mate. Do the dry three before you do that.
Yeah, the longest premiership drought.
Now, Tom, this next email, you're not going to like it, but I think it's important for us to share it with you.
Fair enough.
This is from Eleanor. In a piece and gambling ads. Boys, love the show. Just wanted to let you know that I've gotten 3 ads for some betting app per episode over your last 2 episodes. This just seems excessive, and I can only assume the algorithm is trying to cancel out your vocal anti-betting ad stance. Hope you can sort this out, but if you can't, feel free to continue talking about what cunts gambling companies are. Good luck with your quest for inner peace, Sean. I recommend trying your hand at knitting. Even if you get frustrated with it, at least it will be within your control. If it gets too tangled, you can always set it on fire with minimal consequences and start over. Cheers, Eleanor.
I like that a lot.
I like that too. Yeah. I just want to say, just on Eleanor's point, gambling companies that advertise on this podcast can get fucked.
Yep.
They are parasitic cunts.
What can I do, sorry?
They can get fucked.
Okay.
If you're listening to this episode and at any point during this episode you heard a gambling ad, know that we do not want it there. We have asked the company that does ads not to put them there, and yet they still appear. You are a parasitic cunt of an organization, the gambling companies. I hope all of your CEOs' dicks fall off and they die.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck them.
And the final email of today, and this one's a bit spicy. It's from London Luke. Subject. You know what?
I've seen a video that may be related to this.
You've probably seen the video that's in this email.
Okay.
I'm not going to read out the subject because it reveals what's going on a little too early. Howdy, footy boyfriends. Thought this was prime How Good's footy content.
Correct.
Last weekend was the 3rd AFL Masters versus the Great Britain Masters game held in London. On the AFL Masters side was a certain Jason Ackermanis, who was fired up. He was constantly punching the defenders in the back and in the guts. Please see attached video. But then he was apparently lovely post-game until he couldn't find his boots, and then he cracked the shits. Anyways, that's the email. Your UK footy correspondent, London Luke.
Jason, get back to real estate, cunt.
He punches him like...
Have you watched the video?
Yeah. I can let him have it. Just a cheeky punch in the kidneys.
I'm just making sure they're still there.
What's he doing there?
I don't know.
It's like he didn't get knocked out. Oh, man.
Here, Tom, I'll see if I can show it to you.
I've just watched the video. That's a punch.
Yeah.
It's not like a little... And it's also like the players stopped. Like, it's not like they're wrestling in a contest. Ball's dead. He just walks past him, looks at him and goes, yeah, fuck it. I'm going to hit him in the kidney.
Dog. Fantasy updates. I went 5 from 5 this week in the leagues. Thank you. Joel went 5
from
5.
I went 5
from
5 as well.
Tom went 0-5, I think.
Yeah. Tom. Yeah. Tom, before we get into...
That's worth a clap, to be honest.
Tom had...
Yeah, I got fucked by some trades that did not
incorrect. I've actually done a deep dive onto your team, and you have made, without any trade situations, you made some of the fucking stupidest coaching decisions I've ever seen. You had 2 people... Okay, so for anyone who's unaware...
I'm fascinated to hear this. Yeah, go on.
I'm aware of this.
During the bye rounds...
Yes.
Only a best 18 score.
Correct.
But you can still have a full squad on the field.
Sure.
And if you do that, whatever your best 18 is...
You have a better chance.
You get.
Yeah, cool.
So
great.
If, for example, you've got a fucking Nick Watson on your bench who scores 71.
Yeah.
It's better to have him on the fucking field, Tom, than to have him on the bench, not as an emergency, getting jack shit, and then you score 1,660, which is disgusting.
I have Nick Watson as a midfielder, and the other player I had as an emergency was Clark, who scored higher than Watson.
Tom, you fuckwit. You had like four did not play players on the field.
Three.
Tom Green, Miller, and Sexton.
Yes.
Which great. I was like, cool, I'll have them as my three lowest scores. Zero.
But if you put Watson on the field instead of one of them, then one of your 10 or like the fucking 20 you scored would have been removed and the 71 would have counted.
Yep.
You had two players on the on your bench that scored higher than people on your field, which means that they would have been knocked out.
I understand, but some of those players are players who were
Tom
supposed to go a lot higher than what they did.
It doesn't matter about supposed to. It's just put them all on the field.
Yeah.
Tom.
I got fucked by the buys last week because I was trying to
make
the buy.
Make them an emergency,
please. What do you mean out by the buy?
So you're using Nick Watson. My other bench player was Jai Clark, who scored higher than Nick Watson and was an emergency.
Yeah, but you... So, okay.
I also got fucked by Geelong dropping Sean Manor and us not knowing about it until Sunday night.
It wouldn't have
That's
mattered,
That's your fault
Tom.
For picking a Geelong player.
Yeah, he was a forward for me.
Tom. You're not understanding. If you've got players that aren't playing on the field, you might as well. It doesn't matter how high or low you think the player's going to score.
Joel, this isn't even the worst thing he did fantasy-related on the weekend. But I will say about that, that's just a juicy little... I think we'll have to revisit that during our gather round trip. Because I want to gather some more information.
Yeah,
before
we'll have
potentially going to court.
TC court. That was a big eye roll there, so we'll definitely be taking him to TC court.
Yeah.
But yeah, Tom.
And we might bring witnesses.
Tom. Tom.
You better wear a suit and tie, cunt.
I'm in my formal attire
Tom
right now.
Tom and listeners, if you have players on your bench that will be playing and you have players that are not playing because it's a bye, swap them. There's no fucking point of having people on your bench that aren't emergencies that are playing when you've got players on your field that aren't playing. Because what if someone does an Ollie Dempsey? What if you score 100 randomly? You miss out on that. Okay. Watson almost did it to you.
Well, no, because the player I had in the same position as Watson did better than Watson.
You have two midfielders on the field that didn't play at all. They scored zero. Watson scored 71. 71 is higher than zero.
But it would have been in the... Okay, whatever.
What were your lowest scores, though?
I think Salem got like a 50, which is annoying as.
Yeah. Howe's got 23.
Did you have Wilson from St Kilda?
No.
Howe's 23.
Probably, I reckon, Williams.
Windsor, 38.
Yep.
Yep. Salem, 52.
Yep. Thank you.
Oh, and Reed, 43. So
Joel,
he had
it's going to be okay as long as he learns from the experience.
He's not. He doesn't understand what I'm saying.
Well, there's no buys in Gather Round, so he's back to full capacity.
I hope, listeners, that made sense to you so that you don't make the same mistakes as Tom. You could have added...
Well, I'll tell you what, there won't be any worry of me having to cover Salem's buy because I've said buy Salem.
Interesting time to get rid of him, but okay.
Yeah, when his value drops after he's played an uncharacteristically shit game. Listeners, let it be known, if people are talking about fantasy in this podcast, maybe don't listen because Tom doesn't.
It's true. If you want to get in touch with us, you can send us an email at howgoodsfooty@gmail.com or you can find us on Instagram at howgoodsfootypod or individually on social media. You can find me at Awkward Trade.
I'm at Carney from 55.
And I'm at Douche13, D-U-S-C-H-1-3. Make sure you follow the podcast on Instagram. Send us a message. Get fired up. Gather us starting next weekend, and it's getting fucking crazy.
Follow us on Instagram for all the gather round madness.
Woo! Essendon 0-4. Nope, not 0-4. I meant to say 4-0, but we also won't be that. 3-1. Let's go!
Hmm. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.